So in one day, the Federal Reserve is going to meet. What are they going to do? I know you guys come to me for advice on this. I think tomorrow they're not going to do anything. Then after that, they're supposed to hike rates 2-3 right of time. I don't think that's going to happen. But let me give you all my thoughts on this. Let me give you today's economic news. Good news on the jobs report, kind of, basically for the Federal Reserve. Good housing prices are up once again, over 1% year over year. I think I called that one too. But you're here for these things over through here. So let's get to it, folks. My name is Dan Farrell. I'm the host of The Rate Update. My goal each day is to help explain to you guys what in the heck is going to go on with mortgage rates today. And the most important thing is why. So what we're going to talk about today is the Federal Reserve is going to come in tomorrow. Here's what it looks like. So the Federal Reserve looks at this stuff right through here. They're going to look at it and they're going to say, okay, what are we going to do with rates? But let's get over what today's news looks like. Then we'll go into what the Federal Reserve's looking at, and then I'll give you my expectations. So without further ado, let's get to today's news. So the Federal Reserve, they look at the PCE on the inflation numbers. This is twice as high as they want it to be. That's not good. But the good news is we have right now is the jobs report. Unemployment rate's at 4.2, but we got an ADP report today, and it looks like jobs are starting to come down a little bit. So the Federal Reserve might be starting to get worried, okay, what's the jobs market going to look like down the road? So we're going to look at those two things, and then also GDP. GDP is above 2%, so the economy's clicking. We got to figure out, is jobs cracking? And is inflation way too high, and is it going to stay sticky? So let's get to today's news. The first thing I like to do as a mortgage advisor, I like to start my day with the chart. And this is good news. All you have to understand, if you're new to my channel, is that number right up through there. If it's green, that's good news. It means mortgage rates are they're getting better. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment. So 13's not going to do much. It will bring rates down just a tad. But the last piece of this video, we'll see what direction this is taking, and then I'll let you know what I think rates are going to do today. But tomorrow's a whole different story. But what's happening today? It's oil once again. You watch oil, and I've been telling you since what, March? So we got March, April, May, June. You know, this war's going on for almost 6 months. I thought it was going to be kind of a flash in the pan. We go over there, you know, make our point and be done. Didn't think this would last 4, 5, 6 months. So here's what the Federal Reserve's looking at. They're saying, okay, oil prices are $80 a barrel. They were 60 before the war. They shot up to 120. Now we're at 80. But this thing moves up and down. This was at 90 2 days ago. So the Federal Reserve sitting here saying, we don't know what's going to go on with this. And as oil goes up, inflation goes up, and the Federal Reserve's job is to keep inflation in check. So let's get over to the economic news we have for today, because this is going to show us a little more pieces of the puzzle that we're looking at, especially the Federal Reserve. So coming in today, the ADP payroll numbers come in, and these numbers are pretty darn good lately. If you watch my videos from years ago, I used to skip by them because they were so bad. But ADP is coming in now. They're saying the last reading, there were 16,500 jobs created in the week. Now there's 15,000. So if you add this up, that's about 60,000 jobs a month. 100,000 jobs is net neutral, basically. So that's not a good jobs report. So now we're saying, okay, maybe jobs are starting to get weak. Well, let's look at some other things. Retail sales, goods. Now we have this thing called the S&P/CS. What is this? It's up 1.6%. This is the Case-Shiller Index. This is telling us what home prices have done year over year and month over month. So I just posted a video recently about the crashers and who you should be watching when it comes to real estate and economics and who you shouldn't be watching. This is going to drive the crashers nuts once again, because home prices nationally, they were last reading was up 1.2%. They thought it would go up to 1.3. It went up to 1.6. So year over year, home prices nationally are up 1.6. So you might say, okay, well, Dan, Austin's down 20%. Well, then that means something else is up 23% to offset their negative. Think of it that way sometimes. Not always the glass is empty. So then you go month over month again, it was up as well. And what I want to show you guys is inflation readings that we got 2 weeks ago, the consumer inflation you and I pay. When you take out oil, it's negative or zero. Look at the number. So Tuesday on July 14th, we got what's called the core CPI month over month. Okay, the CPI is consumer prices. And then you go down through here, this is producer prices. I'll show you that as well. So you got consumer prices. When you take out oil, they went from positive 0.2. They were supposed to stay positive at 0.2. They went to zero. That's a pretty good number. You look at the CPI number, went from a positive 5 to a negative 0.4. That's almost a 1% drop in consumer inflation. Let's roll down to the next day. And again, this was 2 weeks ago. You got the producer inflation. Last reading was a positive 0.6. They thought it would go to zero. It actually went negative. So it's negative. You add these up, it's almost a 1% drop. So now you're looking at this saying, okay, inflation, if you take out oil, isn't so bad. But now the contention is well, how long is this war going to last? But you have to also say the Federal Reserve also has to pay attention to the jobs report numbers. So again, in one day, what's the Federal Reserve going to do? Well, let me know your thoughts down here. What I'm saying at this meeting, they're not going to do anything. There's a 100% chance they're not going to do anything. Now, if they come in and they do something, the markets are going to go haywire. It's going to be crazy, good or bad. Let me show you what I'm advising my clients to do. So, folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'm a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And if you're out there trying to buy a first house or maybe looking to refinance, I'd love to help you out. So here's what I'm advising my clients right now. If you get a house under contract, I'm locking in. Because if oil goes up to $100 a barrel tonight or tomorrow, or $120 a barrel, rates are going to go all the way up to 7% because it's following oil right now. But here's what I need you to do. Watch two things. One, watch oil, because as oil goes up, inflation goes up, rates are going to go up. And watch me. Subscribe down there every day. In about 5 minutes, I'm going to explain to you all the information you need to know. You could be a home buyer tracking rates. You could be a realtor trying to advise your clients, or you can even be a loan officer. But down the road, all I'm going to say is I think rates are going to start to drop. I'm not on the proponent of the Federal Reserve hiking rates. So I'm saying once oil starts to retreat, whenever that might be in the Iranian war conflict is over, but what you have to understand is once kind of the ink is signed, it's going to take 30 days, 45, 60 days for us to get confirmation from Iran that they're not going to strike again, like they just did recently when we had rates were coming down and oil was coming down dramatically. And a lot of people said, Dan, why isn't rates coming down and falling as a big a drop as oil is? And I'm like, because we don't know if Iran's going to do anything again. And once they did, they hit us again. Oil jacked up and rates only had to move up a little bit because they were expecting it. So I'm saying watch oil, watch my channel, because once the Iranian conflict's over, it's going to take 30 to 60 days. But if they abide by the rules, you're going to see things starting to come down at that point. So let's get over to what the Federal Reserve is supposed to do. Now, this is kind of scary for you out there. There is a 70% chance they're not going to do anything at this meeting because the federal funds rate right now is 3.5 to 3.75. After that, they're supposed to start hiking rates, over a 50% chance of that. And then over by the basically at the end of the year or beginning in 2027, hiking rates at that time as well. So my thoughts are, I don't think they're going to do anything at this meeting. And if this pesky Iranian war could get over with, I think all these rate hikes are going to come off the table. So let me know your thoughts down below. But let's get back to the chart. We are up 14 ticks. I think we were up 13 ticks when we went over there. So we are up 14 ticks. It's staying steady so far. That's good news. It means mortgage rates aren't going to get much better. But the good news is they're not going to get any worse. So if you're a homeowner out there, home buyer, I'd love to be able to help you out. My slogans here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to 30, almost 40 different lenders. You might say, how? Okay, so what we are is I work in a bank that provides me licensing all over the country. We're set up with almost 40 other lenders so we can use their products, their rates, their everything about them. So here's the cool thing. Instead of you going out there and putting your application there, having your credit ruined, let me pull your credit one time, shop all these loans for you to make sure you're getting the lowest rate and lowest fees, and you're working with me and my team, and I've been doing this for over 30 years. So if you're a homeowner right now wanting me to track your rates, we have a tool right up through there called RateWatch 2.2. Plug in your mortgage information in there. I can track your rates, your payments, anything you set up in there. We don't sell the data, so it'll be me and my team reaching out. So that's it for today, folks. We will be back tomorrow. I will let you know what's going on with these tomorrow morning, and then we'll be live tomorrow at the Federal Reserve after they come out and tell us they're not going to do anything. They're going to come out in front of the media. They're going to start answering questions, and that's when it really gets fun, and you'll see the markets move. So join me live tomorrow at that event. But otherwise, have a fantastic day. God bless. Thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you here tomorrow morning at the opening bell. Take care. See you then. Bye-bye.